Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio, and I am hanging out with Zach. Zach, I can't believe I didn't ask you your last name. What's your last name?
Last name's Dean.
Zach Dean. Yeah. I love that. That's a great name.
Thank you.
Really is. So Zach Dean is co-owner, you and your dad.
Yep, mom and dad are the other owners.
Of the Clubhouse Brew in Warren.
Yep, Clubhouse Brewing Company. First brewery back in Warren.
How long have you guys been around?
We've been there for 3 years last Black Friday.
Oh wow. What made you guys choose that date?
We thought it would be a good day to, people would be out, you know, back in 18 when people could still be out.
Yeah.
People would be out on that day, so that would be, That's a good day to get it opened up.
That is a great day to get it opened up. And those that participate in Black Friday, from my understanding, I don't know if they shop as much as they drink, but supposedly they do both.
Yeah, I think one leads to the other on Black Friday because it's so chaotic.
It's extremely chaotic. I participated in Black Friday one time. Weirdly enough, it was on one of my bucket list items to do one day, and we did it the one day, and I think
that's enough.
That's, you know what? I'm okay with not being the big bargain shopper. That's okay with me. Besides the fact that I truly do feel that the better deals are closer to Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So Clubhouse Brewery Company, established 3 years ago. For those that don't know, this is a vet-owned company, right?
Yeah. So I'm a veteran. My dad is a veteran.
Which service?
Army.
Nice.
Army. Vet-owned and operated. And a big component of our mission there is actually giving back to the vets in our community. So for 3 years, we've been partnered with local vet charities, do different drives for them, donate a portion of our sales to them.
That's phenomenal.
All trying to help, you know, build the community that we operate in.
You do. You really do. And we do have a pretty good contingency of veterans around here, don't we?
We do. Ohio, I believe, for the last numbers out, Ohio is like the third biggest recruiting state for the military.
Oh, wow.
So per capita, we have tons of veterans, and not all of them, you know, are right back out on their feet. So we have lots of vet charities in the area.
So what made you decide to join the Army? If you were out there recruiting right now, what would you suggest to people?
Without hindsight or with hindsight?
With hindsight.
I'm actually a West Point grad.
Oh, wow.
So I went that route. For me, it was about testing myself.
Okay.
I wanted to see if I could handle, the high stress environment, the high stakes.
You just went right for it.
Yeah. That was my thing. Looking back on it with hindsight, I would say that the Army is some of the best and worst experiences of your life, and it really develops you as a person. And you will never meet friends like the friends you meet in the military.
Was your father also Army?
He was.
Was he also a West Point grad?
He was not. He was actually a medic.
Okay.
Back in the early 80s. And I got artillery. So I was an artillery officer.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. So that is true. When you go to West Point or Navy, you come out as officers, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty nice. You get your education.
You do. And I came out as a certified thermodynamicist.
I don't think, number one, I'd be able to repeat what you just said. And I can definitely tell you I don't know what that is.
So it's in the engineering department.
Okay.
And it is all about power generation and heat transfer.
Okay.
So if you think on a large scale, understanding how power plants work, and then with heat transfer and stuff like that, it can go all the way down to smaller scales, like how a pot of water boils.
Which brings us to brewing.
Yes.
So at one point, though, did you go into West Point being like, this is what I want to be? At one point, did you decide that this is the direction that you wanted to go into?
So I really didn't make that choice.
Okay.
I got hurt in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
And it was during the sequester. So instead of patching people back up,
mm-hmm.
The Army had to downsize anyway. So after I got back from Afghanistan, although I wanted to do a career.
Okay.
I got back from Afghanistan and got a handshake and a thank you for your service because I was hurt. So...
That's hard.
Yeah, it was a bitter pill to swallow.
Yes.
But got out, and actually my father and I have been brewing together now about 15 years. Because when he was stationed in Germany,
okay,
he actually got in with a local German brewmaster and was helping him and working for beer.
So you and your dad both know if you've been overseas and you've been like, I've been to Austria and I've been to Prague. I will tell you the beer over there is clear. Like you can taste the cleanliness of the beer. It is so good. And they do limit how many beers offered. I remember going into different pubs and it would be either the light
Or the dark,
and yep. that would be your option, which yep. was great because it made it simple for me. But you also don't wake up with a hangover. You feel like you don't get tipsy, if you will, as quick, and you don't wake up feeling that groggy feeling that you can.
Yeah, and I think from everything I've seen and worked with my dad on, that comes from one, not using any chemicals in the beer. I mean, we try to stick outside of some of our specialties like the chocolate peppermint that we're trying today.
Yes.
We try to stick as close to the German purity laws as we can. So the only things that go in our beers are hops, yeast, and malts.
That is, so I just took a sip of it. It's absolutely delicious. It's one of those, like, covers both of your cravings.
Sweet and a little spicy.
Exactly. It's perfect.
But we try to stick as close to our German purity laws as we can. So hops, malt, and yeast are the only things that go in our beer.
Okay.
We don't have any anti-foaming agents. We don't have anything that makes the process easier but adds chemicals to your beer.
So you guys are located in Warren. What made you, because you're from Garrettsville.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you guys think about Warren as the place where you wanted to open up?
We had been looking for a location prior to finding the location in Warren. We had been looking for a location for about 9 months.
Okay.
And our target demographic was actually closer to Streetsboro because we wanted to capture the Hudson, Solon,
yes,
Laura
and
area.
Streetsboro is growing immensely.
It is. I mean, after dealing with some of the landlords out there, I think that's probably going to stop. But that's neither here nor there. And so we wanted to capture those large, high-dollar markets without actually being in those high-dollar markets. And just kind of struck out at every location we were looking for. It was a landlord we didn't want to work for or work with. The building was, like, ridiculously priced or not valued correctly. And
yes, you'll have that.
Yep. Everybody has a belief of what their stuff is worth, and then the rest of the market has a belief on what their stuff is worth.
Exactly.
So this building that we're currently in popped up, and I was like, let's give it a try. I mean, what do we got to lose?
True.
And actually met with the owners, not just some manager or groundskeeper to let us in. And
I think he was avoiding saying real estate agent, as I am.
Well, it was a direct sale, or it was a direct lease, so there were no real estate agents involved.
It's okay. But, we don't have to be involved in everything.
But And we were talking to them, and believe it or not, for some of the more money-focused landlords, the whole idea that we would be giving up a portion of our sales to charity kind of rubbed them the wrong way because that was less money for them.
Oh.
And so for a couple of locations, that was actually like the landlord's clause, like, I'll lease to you, but get rid of this charity stuff so you stay green.
Oh, wow.
And we weren't willing to compromise on that.
I'm just saying, nonprofits can be very profitable at the same time as for-profit companies.
Yeah.
Just a little heads up out there.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that really, for us, spoke to their character more than just their business.
I can understand that.
And so brought the business plan to P&T Investment, who actually owns our property. And they gave it a read through and absolutely loved the idea that we were trying to give back.
Well, and there so you go.
It was just a beautiful fit.
It's like dating. You have to go through your frogs before you hit your prince, right?
Right.
You got your prince.
Yeah. So they've been very good to us. They love the fact that we're helping out. I think working with us, they've actually started helping out, you know, with our charity drives and whatnot. So.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, it has been very fruitful.
So how has the pandemic impacted you guys?
We're getting hammered. I think we're down. I ran the books because I also have my master's in accounting before I started.
Of course.
This place up.
I mean, you're a West Point grad. I feel like anybody's going to be like, all right, there we go.
Yeah. So I looked at numbers and we're actually, to 2020, we were down 50%.
Oh, wow.
2019. We were supposed to start a second location, 2020, that was going to be our winery cidery branch. We were working with a, retired first sergeant. That was a good friend of ours.
Oh, very cool.
Has been making wine and whatnot for decades and wants to get into business, loves that we're giving back, loves that we're helping.
Do you think you guys will still try to work together and collaborate? Just maybe push it off to 2021, 22?
We'll have to see where things stand.
Okay.
We still want to, but COVID is really,
it's hard.
Really hamstrung us.
Yes.
So now it's going to be just growing back to where we were, you know, day one when we opened, and then set the next site to growing business back to
think of outdoor space.
Three. Yeah, we do have outdoor space up front, picnic tables, overhangs, all the good stuff.
It's primary to have open space now. It's funny because I remember being back in DC in 2007, the old post office building, not the one that's Trump Tower now or whatever it's called, another building that is actually over by Ben's Chili Bowl, the original Ben's Chili Bowl. And if you love hot dogs and chili, this is let me make that record. That would be my local gem of DC would be Ben's Chili Bowl. But over next to there, this beautiful building, and inside of it it was an exhibit showing the direction that everything was going in the market in the real estate, and it was green space again, but it was usable green space.
Nice.
It wasn't just a park. It was space that people were able to utilize on the outdoors, and whether it be like, was it frisbee golf,
that's cornhole, it stuff
cornhole
like, that.
Like things of that nature, as well as your bistro seating outside or whatever it may be, or a brewery seating outside, wineries, all those different things that they were saying project in the near future, that when you are looking for development and you are a developer, whether it may be either or, that's what you should be thinking about.
Because
that's the direction that everybody's going, which I do think the pandemic around here has expedited that thought.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's forced, you know, little places like us to really shift our business plan and behavior.
Yep.
To try to capture as much of the market as we can. I will say, coming from German roots, with brewing and even personal German roots, a beer garden, like a proper beer
or
beer garden, has crossed the table a couple of times talking with my old man. and trying to get something like that to set up that, you know, goes back to tradition.
So I'm just saying a beer garden, just to pacify what I would love, a beer garden or a dog park brewery would be super cool. And I definitely, especially with the dog park, would travel, pay a membership fee. Mm. If you want some guidance on how to structure that, I definitely will help you. But as long as I can have 1 year's free membership at least. But I think things along that nature would be really cool and fruitful around here.
Yeah, definitely unique around here. You don't yes. see that anywhere. So
it'd be neat.
Yeah, definitely cool opportunities.
Yeah, so I got the dog park idea, by the way, the brewery from watching Southern Charmed on Bravo. Mm. Yes. See, yeah. Look at
not,
that.
Not my show. I don't
so
know.
A West Point grad, of course, is not going to be watching Bravo. I, however, am. And I have no shame, obviously. But yes, they had a, they met up at one of their scenes and it was at a brewery that was like a dog park as well. So they met their friends, the dogs ran around and stuff like that where they sat down and enjoyed some cool beers, which was nice.
That would definitely be a cool scene.
It would be.
As the business owner, like all I can think about is liability.
I know, that's what
dogs running around yeah. and being friendly.
Your insurance might be a little higher.
Yeah, that's the first thing that crossed my mind when you brought up that idea. I'm like, oh, liability insurance is just ridiculous.
I'm sure there's some workaround to it to try to reduce those expenses.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll figure it out. So actually, you can contact Ellie Platt and find out with Platt Insurance.
Nice.
But I'm sure she'll help you out. But that's pretty awesome. It definitely stinks about what happened in 2020, 100%. Your business, how many other businesses that have been really negatively impacted? I love your can, by the way. And did you start canning more because of it?
We actually, beginning of 2020, did not have a canner.
Oh, now you do.
And we were talking with Dad at the end of 2019, we were talking about wanting to get into cans because we've done growlers for a long time and we still carry growlers. But
of course.
I think the cans give you a little bit of variety. They last longer than growlers. And he was like, we need to get a seamer so we can start doing cans.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, we're going into January, which January and February are bad months. Like, I don't know. And
okay.
And he pushed. He was like, we need a seamer. We need to get into cans. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, we'll make it work.
There you go. That's good intuition.
It really was. And got the can seamer in beginning of February or so.
Okay.
And then the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And they immediately sold out because everybody realized they needed to go.
Oh, yeah.
And so if he wouldn't have pushed, we would not have
been scrambling big time.
Yeah, we would have not been able to do the takeout that really lasted us through the harder parts of the lockdown.
Speaking of takeout, I also noticed you get high reviews with your food as well that you guys have there. Somebody made a comment on your site regarding your sandwiches.
Yeah, so we do, our kitchen is open to our brewery.
Okay. Right?
So we don't do anything fried because we don't want the grease getting in the air and contaminating beer and sterilization.
See, it contaminates your body. It contaminates beer. Stay away from greasy food.
So we do half-pound deli sandwiches and paninis.
Ooh.
You know, chicken. We have an Afghan fusion that's made with the same green chutney that we ate in country.
Oh, very cool.
Economy. So very unique. You don't really get that around here. And it's been a huge hit. But yeah, we do half-pound sandwiches. They come with a pickle and chips and then a side salad, homemade coleslaw, potato salad, macaroni salad. And we can do that all to go as well.
So, do you guys make the food in addition to the beer or do you have somebody else that you have?
No, we make the food.
Oh,
we
wow.
actually have our food license, so we make the food. And one of the good things about the lockdown or the whole COVID thing is it actually gave us time to locally source the whole kitchen. Whereas before we would run into to GFS or Sam's Club or some of the bigger chains. Now we get all of our breads from a local bakery. We get all the meats and cheeses from the meats, cheeses and salads from the Amish. Pickles come right from Herman's Pickle Farm out in Garrettsville.
That's awesome.
So everything now is locally sourced in the kitchen, which was a big move for us and something we wanted to do anyway. We just hadn't had the time to make it work.
I do think that the pandemic has given us opportunities. I know you just right before it hit got the canning, but yet at the same time having it and having your focus also having the ability to can and everything during this time has probably boosted up your sales on the carryout section, which is good.
Yeah, it definitely boosted takeout.
And then of course, just like you mentioned, the whole finding ways to locally source, because I am an avid proponent of keeping our dollars in our community as much as possible, because that means more of our dollars will be utilized to the upkeep of our community.
Exactly.
Versus it being dwindled down from above. So I'm a big proponent of that. Let's talk about some of the names of your beers.
Okay.
So this one right here, which one's this one called?
So that is our Snivel Gear. It's our chocolate peppermint stout. Being that we name everything military related, in the Army, Snivel Gear is your cold weather gear, beanies, hats, extra layers, stuff like that, that you wear so you're not cold.
What are some other names you got?
So our flagship that has done very well is our Deuces Wild Doppelbock.
I've definitely heard of that one.
Yeah, it's traditional Doppelbock. The only thing we do a little different is we put Ohio honey in it to put our own little unique twist on it.
Is that honey like around the Northeast Ohio region?
It depends how good the apiaries are hitting.
Okay.
So we go to a place that wholesales only Ohio sourced honey.
Okay.
And when the hives are producing heavily, we can get that all from Northeast Ohio. As the seasons change and the hives start to go into hibernation, most of our honey comes from the South.
Okay.
Or Southern Ohio. And then like right now we haven't been able to get honey. So the beer's been just not brewed for, I think we're going on 3 weeks we've been out of it. Because it's hard to get honey from Ohio.
Well, it's been super cold. Mm-hmm. In every bee's defense, they're sleeping right now.
Yes, exactly.
but did you know, I just found this out, not last year, the year before. Did you know having local honey, like around your region, actually helps out with your allergies?
I did know that. And we joke at the shop that it's pretty much medicinal.
It is medicinal.
Because it has local honey in it.
100%.
Cleared out.
So you saw where I was going with this.
I absolutely did.
So what are some other ones you got?
Our heaviest hitter that we actually have on tap is our Valhalla's Finest. It's a bourbon barrel Russian Imperial Stout.
That sounds delicious.
Coming in at about 14%.
So explain the name.
So for Valhalla, I don't know if you're into any mythology or whatnot.
My eldest son is into all the different types of mythologies that are out there, which I did not realize extended beyond Greek. So
So Valhalla is Viking afterlife. It's okay. Where if you die on the battlefield, you'll go up to Valhalla, which is essentially a giant pub. And drink beer and trade war stories for eternity.
Nice.
So that was a beautifully fitting name. Let's see, what else do we have? So we have the 762, and that's actually a very unique beer in the sense that it's the name of a caliber for a rifle.
Okay.
So that fits the military, but it's actually also got 7 hops, 6 malts, and a 2-hour boil.
Oh, wow.
So that plays into the name as well. And we stopped it at 7.6% alcohol. And the recipe comes to 76 IBUs.
Oh, nice.
So we just kind of kept that whole theme through the beer.
Did you realize that when you were doing it?
We did, because we crafted it. Actually had a couple of really good friends come in. They'd been helping out, and to thank them, we wanted to sit down and do a beer with them
that they wanted.
And they were big hop heads. So it was going to be an IPA, and to do things a little different, we made it the red IPA and actually built the recipe with them.
Have you ever traveled around to taste the different hops at different farms?
Some. We've actually started pulling fresh hops from a couple of local hop farms. We got the equipment and the capability to use those, so we've been tasting those. We taste all of our ingredients as we get them because I guess we're just weird like that.
Well, I feel like you have to know. It's just like when you're cooking. You have to have an idea of what that flavor. If you've never had it before, you have to have an idea of that flavor. And honestly, even if you've had it before, you need to make sure consistency wise, is it still the same as it was the last time that you cooked with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And brewing's cooking.
It is. And to your point about having it before, when you've been doing it for 15 years, you might not remember, you know,
yes,
one hop you used 6 years back.
No.
And so it's a nice
It'd be impressive
refresher.
If you did, but...
Absolutely.
But it'd be very difficult too. And then the other thing that I wanted to ask is where, this is super important for everyone to know, where in Warren are you guys located?
So we're at 668 North River Road, Northwest.
Okay. And what are your hours?
So right now, we've actually had to cut a couple of days out of our schedule because of COVID. But we are 11:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
On Thursdays and Sundays. And 11:30 to 11:30 Fridays and Saturdays whenever our curfew gets lifted.
Oh, yes. Yes, I saw recently that if we keep our hospital numbers down to one, we'll extend our curfew.
Yeah, I mean that's so
to 11.
So generous of him.
We
go from a junior high curfew.
I know.
It's
very sweet.
Up to high school and get an extra hour.
Very, very sweet. So, in the meantime, we will still all need to start drinking a little bit earlier than what we normally did.
and for us, being that we don't. I mean, we hold a 2 o'clock license, but we don't stay open till 2.
Yes.
I mean, the craft brew crowd really dwindles down at about 11, 12.
It's definitely a much more subdued crowd, isn't it?
It is.
Much more refined, if
mature,
you will.
Much more
yes.
mature.
Yes.
Refined crowd. So we've always closed at 11:30. We don't depend on that 2 a.m. crowd.
That's good.
But where the curfew has hurt us more is the places we distribute to. There's standard bars. They need that midnight to 2 o'clock crowd.
They
to
do.
Make their money.
They really do.
And since they can't, they're not moving as much product, or worse, they're closing down.
That is true.
Doing distributions, because along with bartending and running the place, I do our distributions. For every 7 or 8 places I take a keg to, I'm picking one up from a place that just can't keep their doors open anymore.
Wow, that's sad.
So it really hits home watching that happen when you're directly involved with it.
It is really hard, and it does hit home. And for all of us members of the community, it's super important for us to try to help these businesses who are being restrained significantly right now from doing the majority of their business to do as much as possible to help support. And that is, like, even if it's carry out, do carry out. We got to make sure that we still support our locals because they are very significant to defining who we are as a community. So
absolutely. Watching some of these places that have been family run 20, 30 years, you have generations of people from this area
yep.
who know the location.
That's right.
And then to take that from future generations, I think is really, really a sad commentary on what's going on.
It is. But I think that we are all hopeful with the vaccinations and everything that while I'm seeing like my own prediction, as gloomy as it may sound, is the first half of 2021 is going to be difficult, maybe even more so than 2020. But I do see us at that point hitting our low and then crawling our way back up for the rest of 2021. And 2022 will probably be a pretty great year in comparison to the two previous.
I think those two previous years set a very low bar.
So
I think you're probably right. 2022 is going to be better. It better be better.
Yes. Well, I do have confidence in that. But I definitely was a little bit more thoughtful about my toasting 2020 away. And here's to 2021, because I didn't really look at 2021 as being much, much different. But again, we will get through it. We will persevere. I'm sure West Point and everything that you've gone through, you know that we will make this through.
We will. We will. I think with, at least from a business perspective, as soon as these rules stop changing and we can get some certainty on how we'll be able to operate mm-hmm. down the road, we'll get a better idea of what we need to do as businesses.
Yes.
The example of that, back in March when everything closed down, it was going to be 2 weeks. So a lot of places kept scheduling stuff for the summer because it was going to be lifted and everything was going to be okay. And then it just extended through. If they had deposits on stuff, that was all wasted.
I know.
So if we can get some certainty as business owners on how we'll be able to operate in the future, I think that'll do a lot to just alleviating.
Our food, beverage, and entertainment industries have been hit the most with all of this. Mm-hmm. And we should always, like I said before, keep them in mind. Now, with that being said, let's talk about some of these great local gems. So, rapid fire round. Are you ready?
Send it.
Okay. What's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer is the Valhalla.
There you go.
I make it.
That's awesome.
I'm a big stout drinker, though. So the heavier, darker, thicker, stronger the beer, the better.
But it's not that heavy.
This is one of our lighter stouts.
Okay. Okay. It's not a heavy stout. Like, you could tell it's a stout and it has the flavor of a stout, but it doesn't have the thickness that I'm not going to eat because I drank the stout.
Yeah. And we tried to make this one more approachable. Warren is still a very...
It's not just Warren.
Well, I can speak to the market I'm in. It's still very color phobic when it comes to beer.
Yep.
So, I mean, on a daily, you get the question, you know, what's the lightest thing you have?
What Unless
you
it's have a Guinness.
So light?
Guinness, people feel comfortable with a Guinness.
Yeah. And occasionally we'll get the, what do you have that's like a Guinness? But everything is still very light focused, which is American beer culture.
True.
Anyway.
It's better than hearing one of the light beers that are mass distributed without naming one in particular, because it's really across the board, the three that come top to mind, but it's better than that.
Yeah, it is. And so our goal with this one was to make it light in body, a little lighter in flavor. So people who might not go for a darker stout, we can give them a try and kind of break that mentality that it's going to be something dark, heavy, strong.
Did you ever have a black and tan?
A traditional with Harp and Guinness?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this would be not Harp, but this would be something similar to the black and tan of being as not as heavy as the Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be paired with a lighter, more flavorful beer than the Harp.
Absolutely. And we do our own handful of black and tans at the shop.
They're fun to make.
They are very fun to make. You can get in trouble when you drink your mistakes if you're trying to figure out which specific gravity sit
yes.
on top of the others. But our biggest black and tan at the shop when we have it is our coffee stout, which we use 10 pounds of locally roasted coffee.
Oh, wow.
And our Doppelbock.
That's perfect.
And our Doppelbock. So the coffee stout sits atop. And as you start drinking it, you get that real coffee espresso flavor. But as you get down into it and get into the honey from the Doppelbock, it sweetens up until you finish with just the Doppelbock.
That sounds like a delicious dessert. It does. It sounds really good.
It is great. And we have people who have come in and tried it once and haven't deviated from that beer for 2.5 years.
That's awesome. All right. You ready for the other two?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite local restaurant?
Hot dog shop.
What's the hot dog shop?
So the hot dog shop is down on 422 in Warren.
Okay.
It has been there for generations.
Hot dogs are getting a lot of play in this podcast.
You're talking about the place in D.C. It's been there for generations. It got a real fun, old school, I don't want to say diner feel to it.
Okay.
But the best, and I'm partial because I'm in the area.
Yes.
But the best chili cheese dogs.
Oh.
And they don't have chili. They have hot dog shop sauce.
Okay.
Which is chili.
All right.
But the best in the area.
I will have to try that 100%. All right. The last one. Mm. It's what's your favorite local gem?
A local gem. I like the Robbins Theater that just reopened.
Yes. Warren. Isn't that awesome?
The military side of me loves the military monument in Warren.
Yes.
When the leaves are changing, that is just a beautiful, beautiful sight. And then you've got the amphitheater there that is fun.
Warren is doing a lot of great things and moving forward. And I mean, besides the fact that the battery plant and everything else that's happening over in that area, which is in great connectivity to your incubator there in Warren. I mean, there's just it's a lot of good news, and that, and in these times we have to remember the good news that we do have happening and in the near future.
Absolutely. It's great to see that the city we're working in grow.
Yeah.
I mean, you're watching more business come in. You're watching more attractions come in. The way Warren is running it, you can almost see on a daily basis people's quality of lives getting better.
Yes.
And that is absolutely amazing to watch as part of that community.
We all want a place where we can work, laugh, and play.
Absolutely.
So those, and I think that we are heading in that direction. Well, thank you so much, Zach. I really love it. This is awesome.
Yeah, this was really fun for my first podcast.
You did great.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out the Clubhouse Brewery Company in Warren on North River Northwest.
Yep, North River, 668 North River Road, Northwest.
And you guys are open Thursday and Sunday.
Yep, Thursday and Sunday, 11:30 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 11:30 to 11:30.
Well,
or 11:30 to
or whenever, yeah. Or whenever Mike tells us that we have to go.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.